This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Ladies and gentlemen, there was a deep, deep void in my heart for the last week and a half. I don't know how time works, but that void is now filled. And not only is it filled with Diet Coke, it's filled with Mr. Andy Cortez. Back on the show, back from the dead.
Nicholas, it's fantastic to be back. You know, was gone for about a week. Mm-hmm. And now we're here, we're back in San Francisco. The right. Weather's fantastic. It's a lot similar to back in London, but I'm feeling great. I slept quite a bit, feeling energized though, feeling just excited to be back with the crew.
Are you Lindsay Lohan-ing me right now? Is that what you're doing? What's happening?
What do you mean?
You've got the slightest hint of a Londoner accent.
I've been told that when you're there for a while, you know, it sort of leaks on to you. But
yeah,
I think
you need to be there for longer than 4 days though before.
Huh. Well, I've talked to a lot of people, though. I've talked to a lot of people there in London.
Well, you did hang out with Cameron Cuff.
I did hang out with Cameron Cuff. What a beautiful human being.
I hear he does a really good impression of me.
A kind, gentle soul. He does, yeah. Can we watch that back?
I don't think there is a clip of it, unfortunately. No one's ever deigned to make fun of me or do an impression. Oh, wow. The hard stuff, huh?
Yeah. It's really strong.
You want a little bit more? You want Cannonball?
I would love to, yeah.
Well, it's gone.
What do you mean?
Your accent is gone. It must have. Oh, you must have been back here long enough. You get an American accent.
Yeah, I think once you just sort of get acclimated to the to your environment,
to
it comes back. What's cool, Greg? We get some more Diet Coke.
Well, we got this. We are partying here, ladies and gentlemen, to celebrate Andy's triumphant return to the morning. Not only the morning show, but to the office as well. We're very, very excited. Of course, if you guys are watching this live with us on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, welcome to the morning show. We're happy to have you. We're happy to be here for you. Joey Noel's on the shock mic.
I am on the shock mic.
What do you got for us today, Joey?
Oh, I have nothing.
Okay, fantastic.
I see a lot of people saying, what accent is that? Well, I watched a lot of Game of Thrones, so it's just like a mismatch of all sorts of...
Jon Snow.
It's just Kit Harington.
Was it really Jon?
Yeah,
it was really...
Well,
no, it actually wasn't, though.
Okay.
It was really... Like, do Jon Snow.
Jon Snow's up here. It's kind of like Arnold Schwarzenegger almost.
No, that was Jon Snow. That you were doing sort of like I want to say like a Welsh accent. It was proper. It was very proper. Like I expected you to walk in with a top hat and sort of the penguin tails.
Well, speaking of tails, how about wheels? Because I completely destroyed Greg in that race. It was about maybe a 40-meter race.
Now you're doing an Australian accent. I just want you to know you're dipping a little bit into...
No, 40 meter race. You know, we're racing out there. That's Australian accent.
Now you're a New Zealander. You're just going all over the place.
Yeah, you're traveling.
You're just going
world
all
right
over the place.
I'm a world traveler. You know, what can I say?
Now
you're
back to the UK, I think.
Oi, bruv. Too bad we couldn't see Rahul Kohli out there, you know, but.
Yeah.
You know. What a great guy.
Was he in London and just didn't want to see you guys? Is that how that worked out?
No, he's in Canada. Oh, how do y'all pronounce it?
Canada, I think is how we say
Canada.
It. No, Canada.
Kantata.
Like, you have to do, here, if you want to master the American accent, you say words basically with just the most annoying emphasis on the most annoying syllable. So Canada, like a can of Coke. Like, you have to boil it down to the simplest terms so everyone in America can understand it.
Canada,
yeah.
Got it. We were talking with Jen about that, where Jen finally revealed that whenever she laughs and turns away, it's because she didn't understand what anybody said in the room, and she just pretends like she understood.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about our difficulties understanding her, because we went to a pub, and there was our waitress there was having trouble understanding Tim talk. And so Jen was like, now you understand how it is for me. Like hanging around and not understanding what you all are saying.
What was Tim trying to say? Was he trying
Tim
to
was just talking
sort of
normal,
food?
But she couldn't understand his accent, I guess. And Jen was like, now you understand what we say. But with Jen, I've noticed the reason why I have trouble understanding her is because she enunciates
the wrong syllables.
Yeah. Because that's
she puts
how
the
they
wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's common though, because especially since our English language is so fucking weird all the time with all our stupid rules. It's easier in Italian because it's just phonetic.
frenetic too.
Frenetic.
It's frenetic too. You just
phonetic.
Always kind of
excuse me. Phonetic.
Kinetic. Feeling phonetic. The energy. You know.
Yeah. You just put the right syllable in the row where you think it would go.
Saying syllable like is perfect.
Syllable.
Yeah.
Well, it's from an old Gwyneth Paltrow, Mike Myers movie.
Up in the air.
Up in the air. Thank you, Joey. Hot take. Joey, get your laptop and get in the chat.
I could just do it on my phone.
You could just do it on your phone.
You could do it on your phone.
That's yeah. fair. Yeah, someone was saying earlier, they're like, clearly Nick has not ever heard a Welsh accent. I don't know. I just made something up. But there's like, the problem with London is there's so many different types of accents there. There's not just one English accent. It's weird.
Oh, yeah.
It trips
well,
you out.
People traveled from all over, dude. Like, to in the line, in our autograph line, which thanks for everybody for coming out, it was packed and like we got to see a bunch
already,
of people.
They already spent the money. You don't have to kiss.
There was they were from everywhere, dude. They like flew in from everywhere. There's a guy from Saudi Arabia. Ireland, everywhere, dude. It was awesome.
Mario Speedwagon says, you sound like you're from London.
Well, actually, what I noticed myself doing once, at least, mm-hmm. was I asked a question like this. And that's kind of like how they raise their
I adopt it. What's up, Joe?
But that's also kind of like an Andy inflection, like especially during party mode.
Mm-hmm. Do I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, you do that sometimes. I find myself.
You recognize something
very clearly. I adopt the parlances, not the accent.
What's that?
So like if someone's like uses the word reckon, like you reckon we do this, or where's the loo, or just the small words.
The tube.
I pick up on the tube exactly. Like going to the tube instead of the subway, which I do. But I think partially because I think that people from whatever country I'm in find that radically insulting.
Oh, sure.
And I think I kind of think that's funny.
You want them to hate you even more.
Yeah.
The struggle I was having was like, all right, 16 degrees is like 60. 18 is 64, right? I'm sort of trying to think because like the hotel room, I could not figure it out. They would not let us turn the heater on. Unless, I don't know what was going on. It was so cold in
was
the damn
cold
room.
In London? Yeah.
Fareed tried sleeping in my room the last night because he stayed an extra night. Hot. But then I was like, all right, Fareed, I have some earplugs for you in case I snore. He was like, I'll go sleep in Fredo's room then. Cause Fredo was like two doors down. But
he immediately was out. He wasn't even like,
it was weird, right?
No, I was like, because it's not weird at all. If you were to say, Nick, I have earplugs for you. In case I snore, I'm not taking that chance.
Really?
Yeah. Cause the earplugs don't fucking do shit for people that snore. It doesn't matter.
Here's the thing. I messed up anyway, because I ended up spending the night. I was like super exhausted. We had already hit 1 o'clock, and I was like 1 a.m. And I was like, you know, the Cowboys game starts at 1:20 a.m.
Yeah, boy.
Turn on the Cowboys game. I was like, all right, I'll watch a bit. And then by the time I knew it, it was 4:30, and my flight was leaving at 12, meaning we had to be out of there by like 8:30 because it takes an hour to get to the airport.
That's the smartest thing you could have done, because then you slept on the plane coming
back. Well, I ended up falling asleep for like an hour.
Ugh, that's the
woke
worst.
Up to a bunch of messages like, Andy, where are you? You know, I was like, oh my god, I started panicking.
Were you all packed?
I was all packed. But luckily, Fareed was having breakfast with a friend. But everybody else who I was planning to go to the airport with, Brian Riley, Fredo, you know, fucking all those dudes.
Right.
Jackie, they had all left already. And I was just like, I messaged them like, oh, sorry, just kind of slept in a bit. But I was so fucking terrified.
You gotta be real careful with that.
I was so scared.
The problem with the trip that you went on.
They just left without you?
You gotta do that.
Well, they were messaging for a while.
Oh, okay. You're gone.
At a certain point, Andy's you gotta still call sleeping. It.
They clearly.
Now, their flight was 30 minutes before mine, too.
Oh. Okay.
Ah. See, my thing, the problem with the trip that you went on is that you probably just started to acclimate to the time zone before you had to leave. Those are the most brutal. Where you're there, you're in country for like 5 days-ish.
Yeah.
And by the third day, you're like, I'm just starting to feel good. By day four, you're like, I'm ready to rock and roll. And day five, you have to leave. That is the fucking worst. How early did you wake up this morning?
I stayed in bed for a long time. Alarms were going off like at 8:30 a.m.
Right.
But I stayed in bed for a long time. Now, luckily on the plane, in my 11-hour flight, I slept for 10 hours of it.
That's amazing.
It was fantastic.
Good for you.
Because again, I was on 1 hour
of
sleep.
What was your head situation?
I had a window seat, luckily, thanks to Fareed.
Oh, so you
thank
just God.
Leaning? I had the neck pillow,
okay.
The neck cushion. And then the pillow they supply you with, and I was just against the window doing this thing, and it gets cold, so I put the blanket over my head with the sleep mask. So it's like, I start nodding off. I tried to stay awake because I wanted to sleep the whole way through.
Yeah.
So I tried to stay awake a little bit at the beginning. It just was not working. I was like, oh my God, here comes the sleep. I can't fight this right now. Try to play a game of NBA 2K on Switch. I was like, not doing
it's
it.
The best
Spurs
game to play.
Spurs are going to have to wait. So I pop it into my backpack, put the blanket over my head, everything, and then woke up and it said like, what did it say? Like 54 minutes until arrival. And I was like, holy shit. Like I did it.
Like
dude.
The people next to you are just like,
yeah, did this guy die?
they're like trying to smell underneath, make sure that your breasts don't come up.
They ended up having to give me the snack. So like they lowered my tray table with the little, and they left a snack on there.
Aww. That was nice of them. Yeah, really they're like, this guy's going to be hella dehydrated when he wakes up.
I said breakfast snack when you wake
up. It was weird. It was like some weird sort of street snack with a like a block of cheese.
Oh, yeah. That's huge.
The way over there was fantastic. There was some good stuff on the way over there.
I had one flight to Germany one time on Lufthansa, which is the German Airlines, that this plane was like brand fucking new. And they had the galley underneath. So you got up and you would walk downstairs and there was like three or four bathrooms. And then there was like snacks just for days. And they had, I shit
big
you not.
Big buffet room?
No, it wasn't like a buffet. It was mostly just like pretzels, but they also had these like not miniature, because I don't want to paint them in the wrong light. They were like medium-sized Toblerone bars.
Oh.
And I ate like
Toffee?
Five
Toffee
of those. Toblerone's like the little triangular bars.
Yeah.
They're normally about this big. They had ones that were like just shrunken a little bit.
Bless you.
You know, similar to like, why, like this looks like Ant-Man threw a fucking, you know, like that. It looks like this. Kind of like this
the
is a normal
Toblerone,
and then you get the smaller bottle that's normal, and that's what I was looking at right there. It was fantastic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's enough.
That's been a great show
of the banter. We have a great show for you today. I'm very excited. We have two sponsors, of course, Slack and SimpliSafe are sponsoring our show today, which means that when we get around to giving away games, we are going to give not one but two games away. We have some great news stories, but we also have a big topic for today, which you guessed it. Is gonna be our reacts to the Captain Marvel trailer. And I started it this morning and I paused it because they already got me. They
really?
Shut
already
up. Got me. Shut your face,
you
bro.
You know how they got me? Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh, man.
I know how they got you.
I was close to.
How do you think they got me?
No, shut up.
What?
Just close your eyes. I won't say it out loud. I'm gonna mouth it to you.
You're gonna mouth it to me.
Okay, hold on.
Close your eyes. Yeah, 100%.
Ah!
They know. They know. They are playing on my nostalgia, Joe.
Yeah.
On my nostalgia. We're going to get to that in about, we'll say 20 minutes. But before we do that, of course, it would not be a morning show if we didn't beat you over the head with housekeeping.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. His name's Kevin and my name's Nick. We are deep in the midst of Spider-Man in review. Spider-Man 3 was last week, dropped Thursday. This week, we are doing The Amazing Spider-Man, starring Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone, directed by Mark Webb. It was an interesting movie to watch, I will say. Interesting for a lot of different reasons.
It was so fun talking to a lot of people about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did people, when you were in London,
well,
were people
there
just
were a few people
you?
Like, well, you guys keep shitting on my favorite movie, and we're like, we know it's your favorite, but that doesn't make it, like, great,
good.
All right?
Yeah. The surprising thing is, when we went back and watched the Sam Raimi movies, the Tobey Maguire 1 through 3, a lot of people were like, hey, these movies are way better than you're giving them credit for. To which we replied, have you rewatched them lately?
Right.
To which they replied, yeah, motherfucker, I have, and y'all are wrong. So we just stalemated there.
Yeah.
We just stalemated.
It blows my mind because they're bad.
They're not good.
You know,
they're not even good. Ironically, they're not good as a Sign of the Times movie. They're just...
Nick, was that your like second Diet Coke? I'm just saying, like...
Who's keeping tabs of this time, dude?
Yeah, what are you, a narc?
Well, I'm just saying, this is your third fill of that size.
Well, you know what?
You're gonna get all hopped up on Coke.
I'm gonna get hopped up on Mountain Dew.
That today's gonna be a good show.
I'm already having a great show. Joe and I had a phenomenal show yesterday.
We got Diet Coke.
It was real good.
And Scarpino.
There it is.
Andy Cortez.
Yeah, there it is. Okay.
We'll make it go.
That was really great.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, that was great. I was just waiting to see where it would go, but I appreciate that. Over on Patreon, of course, if you guys are supporting us on Patreon, hey, guess what? We really appreciate that. Every dollar counts, especially those at the fan mail tier this month, because we have something super special for you. If you followed us, of course, we've been knocking it out of the park with the fan mail tiers. Last month was me and the championship pictures of me on both of them. I signed them all. They're all out. With the exception of Canada's. I think we're still sending out some of the foreign ones today, but they should be in your mail shortly. That doesn't matter because this month is Spider-Man month, and guess what we're giving away? That's right. a PS4 cover for Shirtless Spider-Man, signed by Shirtless Spider-Man's photographer, and just overall knock-around guy, Greg Miller.
I was so happy. It was so cool to be in London and
with
to
both
meet
of them.
To see both of them. Yeah. Quite an interesting development. We talked about like how we saw two of them at the same time. So I wasn't sure who the real one was.
Well, you know, it's just maybe there's more than one Shirtless Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I like to go off the back fat. See, if you, Kev, can you bring this back up?
We went by
can
tattoos.
Can we?
You guys are covering it.
Can we zoom in on? No. To the left.
Great.
The actual picture of Spider-Man.
I know. I'm trying to get there.
There it is, right there. See, that right there is the telltale sign that you've got the real Spider-Man. Oh. You have the little tuft of hair up on the right and left shoulders,
mm-hmm.
and then you have
to protect
sort
the shoulder blades.
Gill-like back fat that he has. Also, there's a special type of pastiness to his white skin. That you just, I don't think that, I think it's only the Midwest can really produce. You can't get that whiteness
it's a different type of breed.
From a Londoner's skin.
Yeah, it's a different type of breed.
Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That has to be a Glen Ellyn, Illinois skin, if I've ever seen one.
Mm-hmm. Right. Absolutely.
Of course.
What's that noise? Is somebody ringing?
Is somebody is calling something.
Phone. What are you guys talking about?
I hate it.
I'm not hearing anything.
It sounds like when you call someone and it rings.
That's really weird.
It's been going on for a long time.
I thought it was me. I was like, I'm not going to say anything because Kevin's going to make fun of me for being an old man and hearing noises.
It's been going on for a long time and I hate it.
But it's so light.
It's just like.
It's annoying. And as soon as we find what it is, I'm going to Hulk rage rip that thing out of the wall. But until then, of course, if you guys are backing us.
Downstairs?
Probably. I think it's just a mechanical or electrical buzz.
Like
that sounds like. Well, Kat, bring this up real quick so I can talk about this. Don't walk away. Don't worry. We still got
Kevin
a show to do.
Kevin is on the prowl.
Patreon.com/kindoffunny. Of course, if you're backing us at the fan mail tier, you'll get this special art print by Panda Musk. It is beautiful. We have one printed out here. We're very, very excited about it. Of course, we would not give anything to you that we ourselves wouldn't use. That's why we don't give away hard drugs.
Man,
keep it off. It's fine.
I've got some. Got some chapped lips.
You want some chapstick?
Coming back. I guess is that what they go like? Old chap. Is that what they say that?
Oh, chap.
Your lips are chapped, old chap.
Yeah, lips are chapped, old chap. Kevin, let's ditch this. Give me the tip reminder. Of course, all throughout the show, we'll be taking
give me
tips.
Your fucking money.
It's okay. I can talk over it. All throughout the show, we'll be taking tips. We skipped tips yesterday. I apologize for that. So guess what's going to happen right now, ladies and gents. We are going to read those right now. If you tipped us yesterday's on the show, thank you so much for that. We will read them. I think I left off with Officer Coxter.
Don't forget.
Okay. Taco69 says, thanks for the lovely show, Nick and Joey. Dan Fitzsimmons gave us 1,000 shares and said, hey guys, been listening for a couple months now, first time watching. Thought I'd try to buy you a couple Starbucks in the format of bits. My challenge to the community is to beat this donation. He gave us 1,000 cheers. It's a very nice donation. Dirk Saxton immediately beat that donation with $10. He said, big shout out to MC Fixer for the UK meetup. It was incredible to meet KF crew and UK best friends. However, the biggest shout out is to my girlfriend, Amanda, who was happy to stay home alone while I went and had a blast.
Oh, yeah, Amanda.
The best time ever. Love you loads. I'll tell you what right now.
Way to go, Amanda.
Shout out to Amanda. That was yesterday. She's probably not watching anymore. But
they already broke
I will say
up
this. Yeah, they're done. They're done. It's not, you don't, I've said it before, I'll say it again. You don't have to do everything together as a couple, okay? The couples that always have to be together, for whatever reason, that always just smacked with insecurity to me.
Hey,
of like, can't
all right, how about you
go
chill out, right?
One place without
people,
your significant other?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, let them stay at home for a second.
The couples that roam together stay
bone
together.
Yeah.
Well, that's the, I'm talking about the London term. I got so used to being over there.
It's
you know?
So crazy. I'm kind of envious of you because you sounded for a minute there. You have so much esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You were so distinguished.
What's up with Big Ben, huh?
Hey man, I went to Big Ben. Did you see Big Ben?
It's fucking all, it's been scaffolded up forever apparently. It's going to be scaffolded for the next 5 years.
Well, I went there and it was
so
perfect.
So disappointing, dude.
When I was there.
You really missed out by not seeing Bull Ben in its full glory, or Big Ben.
I was joking that like when they covered up the clock that they would like cover it up with a digital one, like a temporary one.
That'd be hilarious. They just replace it with an LED wall that has just a digital. That's fucking funny. KDragon7, this is from today, gave us a tip and said, hey, Nick and Andy, first time catching the show live in 9 months of watching you guys help the workday go by faster. Would it be possible to get a butthole from Mr. Walken?
Damn, and you missed it. This is from yesterday?
No, this is from today.
Oh, okay, great. Awesome.
Okay, Drago. Hi. It's your butthole. Butthole.
Really good.
Thank you.
It's really good.
Thank you. Mobet Mark gave us $5 and said, hey, I have my third interview with Rooster Teeth last week. Can you give Mr. Teeth or Bernie Burns a call and tell him how amazing I am? Would appreciate it. No, we can't do that.
Look.
Get there on your own merit, sir.
If you Venmo me 10 bucks, I'll do whatever you want.
Yeah,
man.
Andy will call. He likes Andy a lot. He didn't like me that much. Because I'm basically the smaller, more compact version of him with way less money and way less popularity.
But all of that talent...
I'm creeping.
All of that talent is, like,
creeping.
Compressed more.
Yeah.
So, like, you have more of it,
essentially. Yeah, I mean, he's smarter and more eloquent and funnier and all that stuff. But I've got something he doesn't have.
What?
Italianism. Rhaven 33 gave us 500 cheers and said, hey, KF crew, thanks for crushing it daily with the amazing content. Welcome back, Andy. And Dan Fitzsimmons gave us our final tip for right now.
Hey, Rhaven.
Fine. If a single $10 donation beats it, I'll add another 500 bits to my total, says Dan Fitzsimmons. Wow. Dan watching live, coming out.
Dan coming at you hard, Jesus.
Dan coming out with that 1,500 bits. Appreciate that, Dan. Appreciate that.
You know what I feel like? I feel like I stayed up 2 days in a row and then slept for 2 days in a row. That's how my body
feels
right now.
That's probably exactly what happened.
Is that a good thing or a bad
thing? It's not good. It's not good. No, my eyes just constantly feel like I'm this, even though I slept.
You could have said, I had a schedule.
I know, but
I felt so surprised.
I felt so good when I talked to Joey last night. I was like, let's fucking go. And then I woke up and I was just like, felt weird, man.
Yeah, I knew that was gonna happen. It's okay. You're holding your end of the show. We got Joe here on the
Joe
going through the chat. Joe's on the shock mic. She's gonna be going through the chat right now. Okay, we have some great news stories, and I do want to get to the big topic, of course. So let's kick off the news. The news. Top news story today comes from CNBC.com. SpaceX will fly Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa as the first ever private tourist to the moon. The Japanese billionaire put down a significant deposit with SpaceX to become the first ever private tourist around the moon on the company's Big Falcon rocket, or BFR for short. Now, I wanted to bring the story up. One, that's really cool. But two, he wants to take 6 to 8 artists from around the world on a nearly week-long trip. So this is my question to you. How do we convince this Japanese billionaire that Kevin Coelho is an artist?
Holy fuck, I'll go.
Because you would go, right?
Oh, 100%.
Maybe, here's a couple suggestions, top of my head. You guys can feel free to weigh in on this. We call Kevin, the art that he does is the art of the body. Mm-hmm. And it's just an art of how he moves, you know?
All right.
Because he moves with a grace.
Such poetic fashion.
With such poetic grace
mm-hmm.
that is totally the antithesis of how you would expect Kevin, the Great Wall
or
of Kevin
any
Coelho
functional
to move,
human being.
Or any human being.
Yeah.
Kevin, what are you willing to do to get on this space flight? Okay, he's gone. He just left.
No, I'm still here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, where did you go?
I don't
know.
Were
you leaning down?
What's the limit? Yeah, I was leaning back. What's the limit? What do I need to do?
You got to be an artist. You have to be probably a world-renowned artist like Banksy.
I feel like what we're doing now can be considered art. You know, anything's art.
This is 100% art.
Look at me, all these buttons. Look, Nick. Hold on.
Show him. Right now, here's your audition for Yusaku Maezawa.
Yusaku.
Excuse me.
He's trying to figure it out.
There it is.
Earlier, he made the screen pitch black.
That was so cool.
He made us pitch black.
Right? So, I can do this anytime.
Zordon!
This seems like art.
There it is. Well, pull up this full screen. Let's let the people see this. This Japanese billionaire. Everybody,
so
tweet this out
buttons.
To this Japanese billionaire.
Nope, that's the wrong
there
one.
There it is. No, go full screen on him, big cat.
He's trying to. He doesn't know what's happening.
What is happening?
Panzer G2 said,
"This is the end."
Look, I'm like Doctor Strange, dude. I'm like Doctor Strange.
This is like it's like that Bruce Lee. Oh, go back to that. That was really cool.
Oh, okay. Well, I just
wait. Dude, give me this. Okay, so this is Bruce Lee, Into the Dragon.
Oh, I'm Zenyatta, dude. Doctor Strange at the end fight when he fucking does the thing,
yeah,
dude.
You're nailing it. You're Doctor Strange.
They used to actually teach this strike when I took Kenpo.
Huh?
It was like a half palm strike to the temple.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it one time and I almost broke my hand.
Just practice on Andy.
Andy, take your shoe off.
And Cooper, can you pan up just a little bit?
So this is cool.
The angle isn't there.
See, Kevin, if you don't think that you're an artist.
I was saying this.
This seems like, I feel like this was an accident though, right?
If this doesn't get you into space, nothing does. This is sick. Remember this.
Remember this.
You see this amazing?
Never forget this, dude.
I feel so bad for all the people listening to this show. Because you have chosen to listen to the show.
Turn around, Andy.
You're missing this fucking amazing effect.
Oh, it's so cool.
It's so cool. Oh, man. Freaking out right now, dude.
All right, bring up the next news story.
Hold on.
I shouldn't have done all those mushrooms before the show, you know?
There it is.
We're back to reality. We're back to life. We're back to reality.
It's gone.
No, Andy, stop. It's done.
Yeah, it's gone.
You're going to hurt your neck.
I felt like I was.
I saw you almost tweak a neck.
Mm-hmm.
I put this story on here for Cool Greg. Bring this next out.
Do we need the Cool Greg effect?
Give me the Cool Greg effect. J.K. Rowling on Twitter the other day responded to someone who had a fan theory that we were all thinking, but nobody had the balls to ask her. If you, hold on a sec. No, I don't want to allow Mashable to fucking take over my life. On Twitter, this person put, theory, at J.K. Rowling included that passage on how to pronounce Hermione's name in Goblet of Fire just to school all of us who were saying her, my own, like Victor Crumb. Now, do you think this is true or false?
I do, because that's exactly how I pronounced it.
Her, my own?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. You know why? Because I saw the movies before I read the book.
Hell yeah, you did.
It's very depressing.
Nothing wrong with that.
I used to say Hermione. Hermione back
Hermione.
In the day.
I think that's...
Because like, I was reading the first
name.
One as a kid.
To which J.K. Rowling quote tweeted, theory, correct. That was, in fact, included in the book to tell everyone how to pronounce her name, which is hard. For the longest time, also a true story until I saw the movie, I thought it was Sirius Black. It's Sirius Black.
It is, yeah.
And I was like, why would they name this character after Sirius Satellite Radio? That's dumb.
He's available anywhere.
He's just available anywhere.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that there's a constellation called Sirius until I made friends with Kevin just now.
I'm not gonna lie, this seems like a non-story. Like, well,
this is a not.
I
this
added
is a,
her name so that like we know how to say. Like, cool.
Was Hermione a name before Harry Potter?
No, I don't think so. I've never heard it before. So. Ginny was though.
I still
Harry
don't
was.
Like
yeah. Ron was. Ron was a name before.
For a book that's like 15 years old.
You don't like what?
I still don't like that Harry and Ginny ended up.
No, Harry and Hermione should have. They should have 100%, 100% wound up together.
Quit being all haters, dude.
No, I'm not going to be a hater. I'm just saying, you make out with your best friend's little sister. You don't marry her, though. That's weird.
No, dude, no.
By all the way, and it's not to say that Ginny didn't hold up her end of the bargain, but Hermione like eventually becomes the Minister of Magic. She is like the head of the ministry.
I also think that book Ginny is way cooler than movie Ginny.
Well, book Ginny was like hotter in my brain, but like everyone's little sister is always like,
"Stop, Nick,
up?
Back off." Hermione seems to be a very, very old name.
Very old.
So
name.
Very old.
So 100%. Yet again, we were wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's good.
The important thing
to know.
Is we were able to prove it. With science, you know?
I'm just saying I've never met a person in my entire life named Hermione. Granted, I didn't grow up in London or in England or in Europe.
I've never met anyone named Archer, but I know it's a name, you know?
Archer is a name, but that makes sense because it's also something you do.
No.
Archer.
Right. Shooter.
That's like saying swimmer's a name.
Shooter McGavin.
Shooter McGavin.
Swim's a name. Is swim a name?
Yeah, swim. I mean, that's a dope-ass name.
It is.
And
is
if
it?
You name your child Swim Coelho, that's fucking rad.
Swimmer for dead.
If Tim names his kid Hype and you name your kid Swim, that is...
No, that's fucking
Swim
awful.
Is dope. I had a friend in college named Wind.
Huh.
And his brother's name was Sky. His parents were hippies.
God.
Clearly.
It was very... Yeah, he was like, I hate it. And I was like, it's a dumb name.
So I was listening to the Always Open panel.
Yeah.
And some Barb asked, referred to Tim as Timothy. And she was like, that's your full name, right? And Tim said, no, it's Optimus. I've never heard him say that
You've
before.
You've never heard him say
and
that?
I very hard.
It's so good.
So Tim is short for Optimus?
Yeah.
That makes sense. That'd be dope.
That'd be so cool.
I never heard that joke.
It's a good joke.
That's a great joke.
That's one of his like classics.
Never heard
Not
him
a lot
it.
Of people ask him what his name is short for.
They just assume.
That's really cool. That's really cool.
To be
I don't
clear,
have anything.
His name is not Optimus.
No, it's Timothy. I've done all the paperwork. I filed a ton of paperwork with his full name on it. Yeah, it's on there. Oh, look at that. It's like, wait, hold on a sec. Cool, great, wait, bring it back. Let's do some magic today. Kev, turn the lights off.
I mean, it doesn't go dark, though.
Turn them off. Turn them off. Turn the fuck off. Oh.
Turn it back on.
Bottle is foolish. Whoa, no! Shit.
Bottle is foolish. Holy shit. Oh. We're partying today.
Dude, we're partying today, dude.
Partying today, doggy dog.
I'm fucking down.
All right, next news story. In a world of non-news stories, this one ranks right up there with the dumbest story I've ever put on here. The writer of Solo, the Star Wars story, doesn't think we'll see a sequel anytime soon.
Shocker.
Shocker. Shocker. This comes from geektyrant.com. The writer went on to say, look, here's a quote. Will there ever be a sequel? Because it really seems like you guys were settling up one. To be honest, I think... The challenge has more to do with the foreign box office in the U.S. Personally, I think there are great Star Wars movies to be made that don't need to cost quite so much. Hopefully, that will be the trend in years to come. And maybe, just maybe, that trend will allow us one way or another to tell more stories with Alden, Jonas, Emilia, and Donald Glover. With those actors and Ron Howard, I would jump at the opportunity. Given the way Hollywood and the culture at large seem to run from anything labeled the disappointment, the odds seem like they're against it happening anytime soon. But I suppose Han wouldn't have it any other way. We're not seeing a Star Wars Solo sequel anytime soon.
Didn't they come out and say that they regretted killing? What's her name? Westworld.
Thandie Newton.
Yeah. They said they regretted her killing her in the way they did. Like, she was just sort of...
Yeah, it was 100%. She was 100% the best character in that thing.
Yeah.
Her relationship with Woody Harrelson was amazing and probably should have been the crux of the story, but whatever. We got to get...
You live and you learn, dude.
We got to figure out how to get the dice. How to get the dice.
I'm so glad we know.
That's really what everyone gives a shit about.
So glad we know.
How to get the dice. Am I right, Joe? Joe could not care less.
I'm very neutral on Solo. Like... It's a movie that I don't feel like I ever have to see again.
Do you feel better because you've seen it? You're like, oh, what a good experience that, like, now my consciousness has that.
No, I could never get past I didn't see him as Han Solo.
That was probably so loud.
Another character, I would have been fine.
Yeah.
But I just never bought into him being.
I'm right there with you.
Because he had a fucking Luke vibe to him, this, like, young kid that's all, like, lost. And it's like. It's cool. I get we're getting Han Solo before he's Han Solo, but I don't want that. I want a fucking Han Solo side mission. What did he do when he left for those like?
Looks like there's a snake in the studio.
What is going on?
Sorry, I opened this bottle of Coke and it was so loud.
Right in front of the mic.
It lasted for so long.
I'm so sorry. Well, I was worried that it was going to explode everywhere.
Yeah.
So, you tried
so I did
slowly.
I did the old school like, let's leak do
out,
I have to run this
out.
To the sink?
Leak it out.
Do I got to run to the sink?
Oh, sure.
Leak it out. Which was right, but I should have trusted that Cool Greg would not have jostled the bottle.
What does running through the sink do?
I should have said physius minimus.
Oh, you should have done that. Yeah, you know, like when it's about to go, you go, oh, I got to get it someplace where I can wash it out easily.
Got it.
All over my couch.
You know, a trick that I've always done is you just tap the sides because that's where the little bubbles are sitting.
That's always sort of the rumor.
It works. Give me a can. Shake it right now. I'll open that bitch.
But people would always go ding, ding, ding. They would like flick the sides.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just sounds like a
little tap.
Pretty good, huh?
I don't know how science works.
This Science with Kev.
We don't do that on this podcast. We don't do that or sports. We simply don't have time. But what we do have time for is Captain Marvel. Before we get into the big topic, though, I do want to talk a little bit about the Captain Marvel poster. We had a trailer and a poster drop today.
Wait,
Kevin.
Quick question. Before you do that.
Yeah.
Why is this? Is there a reason this is here?
Sure is, Kev.
Okay, good.
Just okay, sure. Let's go back to that.
All right. Go ahead.
Bring it up. Here is the Captain Marvel poster. And I have a bone to pick with this poster.
Oh, shit.
And it is the same bone I have to pick with the seminal catchphrase of the $6 million man. I don't like when they put the words in such an order where one of the words is clearly better than the other two words. For instance, higher, farther, faster. Why is faster the last word? Like, shouldn't faster be like first?
Do you think they're giving priority to higher?
I think further... can be used to describe higher or faster. Does that make sense? You can go up higher or you can distance-wise go farther because you're going faster. So it should, in my brain, be further, faster, higher or faster, further, higher.
Higher, further, faster, better. This is the movie Captain Marvel.
Now, the name you just described, in fact, I don't know if you know this or not, but Stronger, Better, Faster is the $6 million man thing. Bring that up next, Kevin. This has bothered me since I was a fucking zygote. The catchphrase for the $6 million man, which can be seen in the intro for the show. If you remember the seminal film where Steve Austin plays an astronaut that comes back all fucked up, he crashes, and they're like, we have the technology, we can rebuild him.
Right.
We can make him better, stronger, faster.
So you're saying better and...
Better.
Stronger and faster.
If you are stronger and faster,
you're better.
You are better.
I see.
Should it not be stronger, faster, better?
I thought you were going to say, as a zygote, it bothered you that Captain Marvel ripped off the $6 million man.
No, they're clearly ripping off the $6 million man in this.
Got it.
Because they have three words that describe basically the exact same thing. She can fly higher, faster, and better, or higher, whatever the fuck it is. I'm just saying, it annoys me. It has annoyed me since the 80s, when I watched reruns of the $6 million man, that it wasn't stronger, faster, better. We can remake him. We'll make him stronger, faster, better. We'll make him better.
What if they're saying better, and then they're describing how he's stronger, he's faster.
He's better. It rolls off the tongue better if you go, we're going to remake him. We're going to make him stronger. We're going to make him faster. You know what? We're going to make him better.
How much would that cost nowadays?
What?
To become the...
$6 billion, probably.
Yeah?
I think they're actually going to redo it and call it the $6 billion man. They've been trying to make a $6 million man remake for a long time.
I feel like they got to be call it the more Bionic exaggerated. Because people have $6 billion.
Like the $6 trillion man?
Yeah. No one has $6
Oh, this has to be like so outlandish that it's impossible. Yeah,
well, back in the day, you were like $6 million. Nobody has that kind of money. And now, like, the average Joe Blow walking down the sidewalk of San Francisco probably has $6 million in his pocket. They'll probably call it the Bionic Man, because that was the other thing he was known as, the Bionic Man.
Did you ever play Bionic Commando?
Yeah, it was dope. Remake on 360?
It was pretty not bad, right?
The one that was in 3D?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
Cool.
Did you ever play Bionic Commando, like, Recharged or whatever it was?
Mm-mm.
They did another version of the side-scroller. It was really fun, too.
Mm.
Yeah, that was, like, I think it was an Xbox arcade game.
My face itches.
I'm sorry. All right, ladies and gentlemen. It's that time. It's big topic time. No surprise, big topic today, of course, is the Captain Marvel trailer. I started watching this, and I'll tell you what, I had to pause it. Because within the first 5 seconds, I was like, I am in. They got me. You got me with nostalgia. And just wait, man.
I can't wait.
Just wait, doggy dog.
I'm excited to talk about this.
Let's get into it. Let's watch it right now.
Nick, I'm going to go ahead and need you to, or one of you guys, change the...
Yeah, let's do this real quick. Hold on, we have to... Excuse us for 1 second while we change the link on our Samsung television.
Ryan Skywalker says they could call it the Million Bitcoin Man.
Oh, shit, that's a lot.
Nobody knows
it's a lot
what
of money.
Bitcoin
a lot.
Is.
You got it?
But it would kind of work, because no one knows what it is.
Hold on. I keep doing the wrong thing.
Why is this?
What happened?
You got
There's
it?
There's so many, nope. like, sounds happening.
I don't know what I did.
Click that.
I got it.
I feel like I made it really
sick. Yeah.
No, you did. I just, this.
Hit the home.
The more they design these, I'm like, why don't you just have fucking buttons? Yeah. Why don't you just have fucking buttons?
They should put
what
like the
fuck was wrong with buttons? why did we, as a society, evolve beyond the button?
Yeah.
We started with that stupid pinwheel on iPhones? No, iPods?
iPod, yeah.
And everyone was like unanimously, this is dumb. Go back to the buttons. And now we're gone.
Right.
And we just skipped past Velcro altogether. We all just decided, we knocked it out of the park with Velcro, let's go back to laces? What the fuck is happening with this world?
Oh,
ladies
sheesh.
And gentlemen, the Marvel Studios Captain Marvel trailer. Uh-oh.
Very loud.
And that's how they get me, ladies and gentlemen, right there. You're tugging on my heartstrings! Oh man, I miss Blockbuster videos so much,
so
Joe.
So much.
So much.
The universal language. I know a renegade soldier when I see one. Never occurred to me that one might come from above. Space invasion. Big car chase. Truth be told, I was ready to hang it up till I met you today. So, you're not from around here.
It's hard to explain. I like keep that having these memories. Yeah. I see flashes. I think I had a life here. But I can't tell if it's real.
No idea what threats are out there.
Oh shit!
We can't do this alone.
Get up, Grandma.
We need you.
That was dope.
I'm not what you think I am.
You know? Well, it's okay. Here's my thoughts on it. First,
yeah.
First off,
give it to me.
It's one of these movie trailers that I feel like I'm more excited about it because of how it plays into the overall world.
Yeah.
If I were to have seen that,
if this were the first trailer they ever came out with, I'd be like, this looks like a generic ass
sci-fi thing.
Sci-fi.
But you like, know where things are coming from. You know how it's going to tie in, so that gets you more excited about it.
I think the thing that I don't think that's a good trailer. I watched that trailer this morning and I was like, man, that didn't do anything for me.
I'll agree with you.
Like, the music is really cool.
Music's great. It has
but
a couple
like,
standout
all the action
moments.
Seems, there are a couple standout moments. Her in the full fucking Captain Marvel outfit with the mohawk sticking out.
Grandma gets punched.
Yeah, let's scroll to that. Cool. Can we scroll to that shot? I thought that was one of the coolest shots of the thing. I will agree with you, though, Kev. Like, I don't. Watching this trailer all the way through. Not the least of which is because this TV, for whatever reason, on the input has TrueMotion on, and it makes me want to throw up and throw something through the TV. It's okay. It's not your fault. We just, if that ever happens again, I will walk and never come back. I will walk and never come back. But yeah, I mean, I think that shot, I'm fascinated by what her origin story is. I don't know a lot about Carol Danvers. I don't know a lot about, like, how she becomes Captain Marvel, so I think that's going to be really cool. But, like, this kind of looks to me like a Thor Dark World trailer where you're like, there's not much for me to see here. We have the Skrull right there. We see the Skrull there. Obviously, that's a Skrull person.
It could just be an old lady.
You think she's just socking an old lady right in the fucking face?
Stroking out, you know?
We see we see Ronan there, which is great. We see Greg Clarkson.
Look at young
Coulson. Yeah, Agent Coulson. I think the actor's name is Greg Clarkson.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Love that. He's looking fantastic. We see Samuel L. Jackson with two eyes, and that shot right there is dope.
That's really cool.
That's really cool.
That's really fucking cool.
That she has the mohawk, right? And she has a mohawk in the comics, right?
Yeah. She
sometimes?
Does. Yeah.
God, I wish they had put her mohawk on her in this. What's up, Brie Larson? What, you don't want to go mohawk?
I just love like little sci-fi elements like that. But no, this kind of reminds me.
What is that? Who is that?
Batman.
That's her?
Yeah, that's her with that same suit we just saw.
Right? Oh, with the mohawk suit?
Yeah, it's the green. No, not Kree. What's the other one?
Kree, the Skrull. No, she's a Kree. She's a Kree soldier,
she's a Kree,
right?
Yeah, so it's the green Kree outfit.
She's like the Kree super soldier, right?
What's his face? Was also a Kree, right? The blue dude from Guardians 1?
Yondu?
No.
The blue dude from Guardians 1.
Yeah, the
Ronan.
Like, Ronan. He was the
Yeah,
was
Ronan's
a Kree, right?
Yeah.
Against the.
What about Jaimin Hounsou? When do we see him?
He's in it. I don't know.
We didn't see him being a good guy?
He's with her in some of the stills that we saw. So he's part of the Kree gang, which is crazy. So you assume he's a Kree guy as well. But Ronan's character went like rogue, right? He wasn't part of the Kree Empire. He, like, went rogue.
He broke up with the Kree Empire
Do we presume that that's happening here? Or was that too long ago?
Yeah. At one point, they agreed to, like, the truce. And he was like, fuck this. And then that's where the movie begins. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Joey Noel in the chat says, I'm not crazy. It was Ronan, right? LOL.
Because everybody in the chat was saying it.
Yeah, it's Ronan. He's in this.
Lee
Pace.
Question.
Does this look like Marvel's Green Lantern? Yes, it is. That is correct. This does look like Marvel's Green Lantern. Green Ricky said in the chat.
Do you think she's wearing a wig?
Kevin, can we scroll back to that slow motion walking scene of hers that we just saw?
It's hard to say, you know. In this society, there's...
Well, I mean, right there, I mean, that's...
Right there, no. I don't think she's wearing
a wig. If you look upside down, she looks like Sinestro or whatever from The Incredibles.
Like, let's pause. Let's frame by frame this, Kev. Well, first off, her face looks fake in this, which is weird.
Like that particular shot?
Yeah, it like looks like they did facial reconstruction on it. Maybe you think it's the motion blur?
How do you go with second by second?
I think you do period. Period and comma.
That was Captain America's mom. That right there.
Oh, she's so sweet. I'd punch that fucking old lady in her face, too. Don't look at me like that, like all's right in the world. Gross. You were the greatest generation, and you left all this shit for us.
Yeah, how dare you?
No, I don't think she's wearing a wig in this. My wigspiracy meter is not going off in this.
This looks so cool.
That looks dope. But you're right. This looks like a generic-ass Marvel movie. And you're right, Andy. I'm more excited to see how it fits in the overall world than I am to actually see this movie.
No, but I'm definitely excited to see the movie. But we're not tying into anything that we cared about. I probably wouldn't go see it.
Probably not. You know? Well, I would see it, but I wouldn't care as much. Like, I'm jacked for this not because of the quality of the trailer, but more just because I want to see Samuel L. Jackson. I want to see Greg Clarkson again. I want to see all these characters. I want to see how Ronan fits into this world. Why is Jaimin Hatsu a good guy? What's going on with all this stuff? It's fun. It'll just flesh it out more. And you know they'll do a very, relatively decent job with it. Unlike, you know, an entire movie that just explains why someone got dice. All right.
Can you switch the TV inputs back?
Please? Sure can.
Sure can,
Kev. It's easy. Hit home and then up on the circle, then right. 3 times.
Look at that. PC. And no, I think.
PC. Yeah, it is PC. I'm sorry. 3 times is to get to HDMI 3.
Captain. Thank you. Captain! Let's read some more tips. How does that sound, Joe?
People are saying that it's Clark Gregg.
Clark Gregg?
Yeah. Is his name.
I call him Greg Clarkson.
Yeah. Geez.
You're right. It's Clark Gregg.
The first thing
that annoyed the shit out of everyone.
The first thing that went through my mind was Greg. I thought it was Clark Gregson.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
It's pretty good.
Hey, Andy and Nick, I had a random thought the other day. It says Tybo215, while listening to Kind of Funny Games Daily, and I'd like to know your opinion. Is Jared Petty the manic pixie dream girl of Kind of Funny?
I don't know what the fuck that's referencing.
It's like a character trope. Like Garden State, what's her name?
Oh.
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, yeah. Kate Hudson in Almost Famous. Summer in 500.
I mean, yeah, I'll 100% agree that Jared Petty fits that role for us. 100%. Panzer G2 said gave us $5.02 so that he can give us his 2 cents, presumably. Says, Andy, welcome back. Nick, please, please don't OD on Diet Coke. Make good choices. You can't OD on Diet Coke.
He's going to have a fourth Coke in like 2 seconds.
No, we're going to go out to lunch and have one. Yeah. It's going to be great. Daddy's home, ladies and gentlemen, and Daddy's name is Andy. Mike Bison just slid a tip in under the radar. I said, I hope this gets past the Great Wall of Kevin, and he gave us
just a GIF.
A GIF to look at. So if Kevin will take a look at that. Of course, he is the approver or disapprover of all things GIF and fun clip related. All right, before we go into the rest of the show, Kev, you look at that. I am going to give you all, what is this? What is this?
It's too simple of a thing, but
no.
Let's do it.
No.
There you go, ready?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's okay.
I mean, I wish it had some.
You kind of got me.
I'm happy they did it.
I'm happy someone thought about this. It's not great.
Some city sounds.
But it's
maybe some guy going oh as he falls. Oh, there's more.
I think you clicked the next one.
I didn't click shit.
That's just a GIF.
Oh, it just goes into it. What is that from? That's from the original Spider-Man.
Spider-Man 2.
And they say that hero can save any. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the giveaway and PS I Love His Best Friend XOXO, it's now. We're going to take a break to give you a message from our sponsors. Our first sponsor for today is Slack. Thanks to Slack for supporting the Kind of Funny Morning Show. Slack is a collaboration hub for work, whatever work you do. With Slack, the right people in your team are kept in the loop, and the information they need is always at their fingertips, while mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly with mobile apps for iOS and Android that sync seamlessly, you can always pick up where you left off no matter where you are. Teamwork on Slack happens in channels, letting you organize conversations and information around projects, offices, and teams. And because everything you need to make work happen is in one place, it's faster and easier to get things done. We can attest to this. We use Slack like crazy. We basically, Slack is the backbone of our office. We have various channels. I was talking to Joey the other day. We were trying to figure out a way to have a more through line, like a more direct line to the people who do our website. And they were like, hey, let's just get on Slack. And we just did. And now it's easy. Mm-hmm. No more emails. It's all there. It pops up on your phone. It's very, very easy. You know, because Slack also connects to tools and services in one easy-to-use app with real-time messaging, video or voice calls, group file sharing, drag-and-drop file sharing, and searchable archives that work with all the apps you already use, like Jira, Salesforce, Zendesk, and Google Drive. With Slack, your team is better connected. Slack, where work happens. Learn more at slack.com. That's slack.com. Our second sponsor for today is SimpliSafe. I don't know why that was fixed in there, but we're going to fix it here. Here's why I'm a big fan of SimpliSafe home security. SimpliSafe is ready for anything that gets thrown at you. If a storm takes out your power, SimpliSafe is ready. An intruder cuts your phone line, SimpliSafe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or siren, SimpliSafe will still get you the help you need. Sure, maybe it's overkill. Maybe you don't need to be ready for every worst case scenario, but that's what makes SimpliSafe's home security system so great. It is always ready. SimpliSafe could cost an arm and a leg, but it doesn't. Instead, they only charge what's fair. 24/7 professional security monitoring is just $14.99 a month. There are no contracts and no hidden fees. I recommend SimpliSafe to everyone I know. You got to check it out. Right now, if you want to check out SimpliSafe, go to simplisafe.com/morning today. That's simplisafe.com/morning to protect your home and family today. That's SimpliSafe.com/morning.
Protect Kevin from breaking into your house.
Kevin,
SimpliSafe.
Kevin will never break into your house. He'll knock on the door like a vampire. He'll glam you. And then, like 6 days later, you'll wake up and be like, what happened to all my food? Why is this beautiful Peruvian boy still sleeping on my couch?
Right.
And should we order a pizza?
If you had
Those
SimpliSafe,
are the three questions you'll be left.
If you had SimpliSafe, you'd be safe.
You'd be safe.
Yeah.
You'd be definitely safe. All right, let's go into PSI Love. This best friend, XOXO. This is your opportunity to shout out someone in the community you think is doing a great job of being a human being. Go to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend and fill out that form, and Joey will pluck you at random and put you in front of me for me to read.
It's not really random. I just got on the list.
It's cool if it's random.
Is it?
It's way cooler, Joey.
I don't know if it's
cool. It'd be real cool if it was random, right?
Real cool, Joe.
It'd be cool.
Real cool. Spencer H. Booster Cola is shouting out David 4011 from the subreddit. It says, last week, David 411, as I like to call him, posted a call to action in the subreddit for best friends to play Pokemon Go. I posted my friend code and immediately received a ton of friend requests and then gifts. Then, this reignited my love for Pokemon Go and certainly creates excitement when I see gifts and the best friends all over the world. This is why the Kind of Funny community rocks.
Woo!
Appreciate that, Spencer H. And I do also want to tell you, Spencer H, I want to say that you have a shortcoming that I also have.
What's that?
In that neither of us can spell the word received correctly the first time out. It's I before E.
Except after C.
Except after C, bro. Just throwing that out at you. Just small criticism, if I may.
Mm-hmm. You think that should be a commandment or on the Constitution or something?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that's where we got it from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you go back and read the Ten Commandments and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, it says I before E, except after C.
And then crisscross applesauce.
Crisscross applesauce. Crisscross make you jump. Jump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Daddy Mac can make you jump. Jump.
Sorry. I was already about to move on.
That was it, man.
Well, did we give away?
We're going to give away the game right now. Yeah. Of course, there are four ways to win the giveaway. One, be in the Twitch chat. Two, be a Twitch subscriber. Hey, if you're watching this and you have Amazon Prime and you're watching this on YouTube and you're like, I don't even watch that show live. I don't have time for that. I'm in London right now and it is 9 p.m. while I'm watching this and I'm tired. Oh, and I just go, here's the deal. Take a second out of your day. You got Amazon Prime? That's dope. You can give us your free Twitch Prime subscription. It's very, very easy. It's not hard at all. We really appreciate it. It costs you nothing. It takes 5 seconds. You do something good for your fellow human. If you don't want to give it to us, give it to someone. Otherwise, it goes to waste. And you got to re-up it every month. And then I got to tell you this every single day. And is it annoying? Yes. Does it move the needle? It sure does.
You have to do it, dude.
I got to do it.
Vote or die.
I got to do it. Vote or die. Of
Puff
course.
Daddy. Puff Daddy.
If you're like, look, dude, I want to support you guys, but I don't want the bane of having to do it every month. Go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Support us at the $2 above level. You get entered to win the giveaway. You get to watch all of our shows live as they happen, including the pre and post shows that happen. And let me tell you, every once in a while, we got to cut some shit out so you guys can be in the know. Every once in a while, there are some things that I'm not going to name names or point fingers or raise hands, but someone says something insane and you have to cut it out because it's quote unquote not socially acceptable anymore. But you guys can be in the know there. And you can also back us on our patreon.com/kindoffunnygames if you would rather watch some of our game content. Although why you would want to watch that over this is beyond me. Is beyond me. Congratulations to our winners today. Our first winner comes from the Twitch chat, Eddie G Brazil. You have won Broken Age on Switch.
Brazil.
And Jawad
Kokar
from Kinda Funny Patreon. You have won Firewall 0 Hour on PlayStation VR. Woo! That's the PlayStation virtual reality machine for those for the uninitiated. All right.
Earlier, Nick, I slacked while you were reading the Slack advertisement. Mm-hmm. By the way, actually, I slacked Kevin a link. Can you bring up that link, Kevin?
Bring up the link, Kev Dog.
Because somebody that I guess we met in London, who had not really watched any kind of funny content, asks, "Hey, RTX London people, me and Craig saw the Kind of Funny Vids bunch there and wanted to give their videos a shot. What videos would you recommend?" So everybody tweet at her your favorite video, stuff that her and I guess Craig should start on. This is somebody that we can acclimate and get into our community. And there was a lot of people like that over the weekend.
I saw a ton of tweets like that.
There were tons of people being like, would have never given you a shot in our subreddit, but you guys like were really entertaining.
Well,
so
the
easiest
thing to do, I would say, is either party mode or MCU in review. That's what I would say.
I'd say that or even like the Jessica Negri GOG.
Yeah.
You know,
my pick is always going to be the Emily is the way to
the 4 hour long.
That's the easier way to get them in.
We want people to ease in, not be repulsed.
Those
by
are the
us.
People that want to jump 2 feet in that are sold, that are like, this is if you like that, you're going to like everything else.
I appreciate that. Let's see. Ignacio Rojas, for whatever reason, like a child whose parents have not paid any attention to him, is just screaming my name in the chat. Ignacio, I see you. I will bring you your bottle soon.
Bottle?
Baby want a bottle. Baby want a bottle. Milk mommy. Kevin, call him the milk mommy.
Did you time him out?
No, but if Kevin figures out how to time Ignacio out, time his ass out right now. Let's go into the 3 and 3. This, if you're watching for your first time, is our opportunity to talk to you and your opportunity to talk to us. If we haven't called you out during the show, say something absolutely fascinating right now and maybe, just maybe, we'll read it out loud. Wouldn't that be a fun little treat for you today? Of course, I'm saying that, but in reality, I'm thinking about those subscribers. I can't wait to get into sub-only mode, because let me tell you, I don't feel right unless we're in sub-only mode. Don't do it yet.
No, I'm not.
Don't do it yet. Let the plebs talk to us first, and then we'll talk to the subs.
Sure, yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know? Did you just say thanks, Greg, to me?
No.
Or Slack?
I was telling Greg.
Are you slacking during the show?
Are you slacking during the show?
Yeah, it's advertising. It's part of it.
Cool. Nick, did you hear about the fight between Tom Arnold and Mark Burnett at the pre-Emmy party? I did. What a weird...
Crazy
thing. Apparently, Tom Arnold does some sort of show about truth about Trump or whatever it is, and it pissed off Mark Burnett. And Mark Burnett... There's two sides to the story. Mark Burnett says Tom Arnold went off on him. Tom Arnold says Mark Burnett just attacked him. He says... And then he went on a Twitter tirade saying, I've got basically like... I'm going to sue you for slander because you lied to everyone saying that I attacked you when you attacked me. I've got all these people. And he started like blasting celebs saying this person saw it, this person saw it, this person saw it too. To which is weird.
It's because Mark Burnett has all of the Apprentice footage that supposedly has Trump saying like a bunch of crazy shit.
There you go. Like the N-word and stuff like that, right? Yeah. Stuff
so,
like that.
What's his name?
Tom Arnold's Yeti Pubes and Toad Dick.
Right? What a way to start the morning. Why is Mario Kart trending?
Mario Kart's trending?
Mario Kart was trending because Stormy Daniels in her book said, so here I am about to fuck this guy, and he's got Yeti pubes, and his dick looks like the mushroom guy from Mario Kart.
Oh my god.
The fuck's Yeti pubes?
Yeti pubes like all just white pubes?
Long like and white, I'm
long,
assuming.
Long, hairy, and white.
Yeah.
Google Yeti, Kevin. Let's see what comes up.
No.
Kevin, Google Yeti.
It's let's very late in the show up. For this.
By the way... I love, there's like one thing I love most, above all else in life. It's when I say something and it actually makes Cool Greg laugh. Yeah. Yeah. So long and white and kind of furry. Like, click on that third one. I imagine
and
that's...
And voiced by John, what's it, John Ratzenberger?
Goodman, Ratzenberger. It'd be hilarious if your pubes had their own voice. Yeah, I imagine that's what this looks like.
Can you click on the one from Monsters, Inc.?
What a great country we get to live in where we can make fun of our president like this and someone doesn't kill us.
Yeah.
You know? You feel like if you made fun of
Putin
like this, Hey, Stormy.
How does John Ratzenberger talk? Kind of like that, right?
Hey, Stormy. No, that's not right. I can't do a good bad. John Ratzenberger. Well, you got to do the dinosaur from Toy Story. That was John Ratzenberger.
Oh, right.
Cliff? I don't know. I can't do John Ratzenberger.
You want to try one more time?
Ignacio Rojas says, hey, fuck you, Nick. I'm really here, and that's how you treat me? You should get timed out. Well, we just don't have time
Say
for
the
that,
word. I'll
Ignacio.
Ban him for life.
Just ban him
word.
For at least 10 seconds. Ban him for at least 10 seconds.
I saw Mr. Yasmin asking if I have NBA on PS4. No, I'm only going to be playing it on Switch.
I am Van Zan says, Andy, it was awesome seeing you in London. I'm disgusted that I... Oh, wait, it's going too fast. That I feel like crap after the weekend and you still look beautiful. God among men after a flight back.
Thank you. There My you voice go. Doesn't feel great. Tim's voice got destroyed after night one at the first night of the meet and greet. And then, Nick, we decided, let's go to this platinum party, right? The platinum party, yeah, for, platinum, party for the platinum RT community people, you sure. know? People who paid big bucks to be there,
big
right?
Big dollar bills.
It was a nice place. It was a big, like, bowling alley. They had a bunch of video games. We played Mario Kart in VR. You ever heard of that? Mario Kart in VR?
No, that sounds cool. Like nauseating.
Put a helmet on you? No, they blow wind at you, so you sort of feel momentum. And you have these things on your hands, and you're driving, and you pick out banana peels and hammers from midair, and you throw them at your
That's
people.
Fine.
It's fucking rad. Yeah, anyway. So me and Tim were like, you know what? We had some cheeky Nandos.
How was it?
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah. Yes, maybe my taste, my palate's just
I don't
more refined than yours.
It.
It reminded me of how my dad cooks wings in the backyard. Okay. Like, he just barbecued wings with like really hot sauce on
yeah,
them.
Okay.
So anyway, the party's starting at 7. It's 7 o'clock. Tim and I are like, let's drop by this little party. Tim's like, how you feeling, Andy? How you feeling? Because I don't really want to be here too long. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling pretty tired. Let's get one drink and let's peace out. And then it was like 8, and Tim was like, how you feeling? I was like, I'm feeling pretty good. I got my second drink. He's like, yeah, me too. All right, cool. Talk to me in a little bit.
And this then sounds exactly like E3.
And then it goes on, and then Tim's like, so how you feeling, man? And I was like, I'm feeling pretty good. He's like, yeah, I'm feeling really great, actually. You're like, fuck yeah, let's keep. So we keep drinking. And then by the time you know it, it's like 11:30, and I'm walking towards the bar, about to ask Tim, hey, how you feeling? And there's like a group around him, and he's got shots. He's like, Rooster Teeth, like, taking the shots. And I'm like, all right, he's
going
in,
deep tonight.
He's in it, yeah, he's going in deep it. Tonight. So what ended up being like it was supposed to be about a 30 to 45 minute meetup, and it ended up becoming like a 5 hour thing.
That's how they always are. And then anytime anyone goes, hey, we're just gonna stop by this meet and greet or this meetup real quick, I'm like, it's not gonna be quick. My favorite thing is when people will organize a meet and greet on our behalf, like if we're sponsored with someone, and they go, we're just gonna make it like 45 minutes. We're like, it can't be.
No.
Because one, we're not gonna cut a fucking line off. It's not gonna be like there's 10 people, oh, sorry, you don't get to hang out. No, everyone has to come in. And then if it's at a bar and everyone's drinking, alcohol makes time relative, you know?
Yeah.
Like Einstein said it, like alcohol plus time equals relativity.
It equals
that's
mass.
The theory of relativity, mm-hmm. equals speed. There you go.
But it was cool. It was cool hanging out with Michael. We toured London with Michael, and then we did at the bowling alley. It was like me and Tim hanging out with the people from Cow Chop, and we got to know each other really well.
Oh,
and
that's
got
fun.
Drunk, and
that's fun.
Kriken was there.
We hung out. Lindsay? She's my favorite.
Yeah. So Lindsay, the problem that I have with Lindsay is that I thought they had a full day the next day. So I was like, Lindsay, when you go back to the hotel, let me know. I don't want to go back alone. Right, I'm like, something wrong's gonna happen to me. I'm gonna take the wrong way. I'm gonna end up in fucking Ireland or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, cool, yeah, I'll let you know. And then it was like midnight, and I was like, I really want to go back. I was like, hey, Lindsay, how you feeling? All right? She was like, oh yeah, I mean, we don't have anything to do tomorrow. I was like, oh fuck, I have to be up by like 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you try to get a partner who could like. You both could wuss out on the party together.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not.
Well,
gonna do
I
that.
Thought CouchOp was doing stuff early in the morning too, but really they just had to do like one meetup. And then they were good the next day, so it was kind of a bummer.
Schedules. There should be no signings or appointments or meetups anytime before noon on any of these trips.
It was
it
a nightmare.
It should be like college. Like, never book a class in college before noon. Dan Fitzsimmons in the chat says, Nick, Andy, hi, I will donate more if I get paid next Thursday. Remember my name. Okay.
Daniel Fitzsimmons, Fitzmagic.
Dan
is what we call you.
Fitzmagic.
Andy, did you go to D-Magic. LCC? What's LCC? I don't know what that is.
London
I'm gonna say no.
Convention Center? Let me ask you a question, actually, the most important question. You've obviously survived. How many times did you almost get hit by a car crossing the street?
Holy shit, a lot.
It's trippy, right?
Well, so we were talking to Cameron Cuff about it. We were like, what are the rules here? He was like, there are no rules. You just cross whenever you can.
Yeah.
He was like, that's...
Yeah.
And so we went out to eat dinner with him and Tom Hawkins.
Walk, don't walk.
We went out to eat with him and Tom Hawkins. And Tom was like, well, that's why when I'm in America, I just cross whenever and they like get pissed off at me. But it's like here... You just kind of do whatever you want, and nobody really gives a shit.
That's not true. In London, in proper, they do have walk lights.
I mean, he lives there.
But I've been to London. They have lights.
They do have lights, but nobody gives a shit. It's like smoking weed in Austin, where it's illegal. But
in San Francisco, it's the same way.
What?
We jaywalk all the time.
Oh, I jaywalk. I jaywalk. My wife and I the other day were walking across Chestnut Street. I looked over. There was a cop in front of the Apple Store, and he was looking at us. And all we did was wait for him to look forward, and we jaywalked in front of him. I was like, he's not going to give a fuck.
Yeah. Cops have way better.
No, they don't do anything. They just want to rile.
They don't do much.
They don't do much.
But
they have more important things to do then.
Better to do than to hassle me for jaywalking, for sure.
I think it's super weird when I go to another city, and like I'll jaywalk. Like I think in Austin, people have been like, no, don't do that. Like you can't do that. You might get taken. And it's like, oh, man.
Tom Hawkins may have been talking about when he spent time in New Jersey, you know, and stuff like that. I don't think it was San Francisco.
McFixer says, Andy, do you miss me?
MC Fixa did a great job with the meetup. Really fun stuff. All right. Miss you, dude.
You know what? We're going to end on that note. That was beautiful. Everyone, good show today. Give yourself, if you're at home right now, give yourself a round of applause. If you're driving, 10 and 2. Okay? Don't do that.
Kevin, can we end the show on the thing?
10 and 2.
I don't know what that is.
Can we come back to I want the Enter the Dragon.
The cool thing? Can we?
We're gonna work on that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give you a very long outro. Of course, if you are watching this on YouTube, let us know what you thought of the Ms. Marvel trailer. Let us know if you thought it was the second coming of Christ, or if it's just an A-OK trailer, or if you want to go a little deeper on that, is it just Marvel's remake of Green Lantern? Because it kind of looks like that, too. Whatever. Leave it in the comments. Big Daddy Mac Nick and Little Uncle Andy will be in the comments later today.
Little Uncle Andy?
Yeah. I was going to say Little Orphan Andy, but it came out uncool. Yeah. Thanks to Joey for joining us. Thank you to Kevin, of course, for producing this show. I'll be back tomorrow at 11 a.m. with one of the people in this room. Until then, have a wonderful day. Kevin, please cut the feed.